Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome. I hope you've all got sight of morning prayer for the fourth Sunday of Epiphany. It's lovely to be able to worship together again this morning.
Yes, it is.
So let us begin. O Lord, open our lips,
and our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
Your light springs up for the righteous,
and all the peoples have seen your glory,
and the collect for the day. God, our Creator, who in the beginning commanded the light to shine out of darkness, we pray that the light of the glorious gospel of Christ may dispel the darkness of ignorance and unbelief, shine into the hearts of all your people, and reveal the knowledge of your glory in the face of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
And we're going to say together the words of the Jubilate. O be joyful in the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness, and come before his presence with a song. Know that the Lord is God. It is he that has made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. For the Lord is gracious, his steadfast love is everlasting, and his faithfulness endures from generation to generation. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. Risen Christ, you called your disciples to leave everything and follow you. Strengthen us to do your will and follow you all the days of our life, to the glory of God the Father. Amen.
And our first reading is taken from Deuteronomy chapter 18, beginning at verse 15. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your own people. You shall heed such a prophet. This is what you requested of the Lord your God at Horeb on the day of the assembly, when you said, if I hear the voice of the Lord my God any more, or ever again see this great fire, I will die. Then the Lord replied to me, they are right in what they have said. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their own people. I will put my words in the mouth of the prophet, who shall speak to them everything that I command. Anyone who does not heed the words that the prophet shall speak in my name, I myself will hold accountable. But any prophet who speaks in the name of other gods, or who presumes to speak in my name a word that I have not commanded the prophet to speak, that prophet shall die. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Well, our canticle this morning is from Isaiah chapter 61 and 62. It's called A Song of the Bride. And we begin by saying together the refrain, God makes righteousness and praise blossom before all the nations. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall exult in my God, who has clothed me with the garments of salvation and has covered me with the cloak of integrity. As a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and as a bride adorns herself with jewels, God makes righteousness and praise blossom before all the nations. For as the earth puts forth her blossom, and as seeds in the garden spring up, so shall God make righteousness and praise blossom before all the nations. God makes righteousness and praise blossom before all the nations. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest, until her deliverance shines out like the dawn, and her salvation as a burning torch. God makes righteousness and praise blossom before all the nations. The nations shall see your deliverance, and all rulers shall see your glory. Then you shall be called by a new name, which the mouth of God will give. You shall be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, a royal diadem in the hand of your God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. God makes righteousness and praise blossom before all the nations.
And our gospel reading is from Mark chapter 1, beginning at verse 21. The disciples went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus entered the synagogue and taught. They were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Just then there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying with a loud voice, came out of him. They were all amazed, and they kept on asking one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." At once his fame began to spread throughout the surrounding region of Galilee. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Well, I've never travelled to the Holy Land, but if I could, the one place I would most like to visit would be the small town of Kfar Nahum, or Talhum in Arabic. And if you've been lucky enough to make a pilgrimage to the Holy Land yourself, you may very probably know what I'm talking about. Up there, at the top of the Sea of Galilee, right on the northern shore, Kfar Nahum is built on the site of the ancient settlement, which in New Testament times was known as Capernaum. Capernaum was a fishing village, the home of Andrew and Simon and James and John and their father Zebedee, and for a while it was Jesus' base of operations too. It was at Capernaum that Jesus recruited his first disciples and began his work of preaching the good news of God's kingdom. It is, of course, the setting of today's gospel. And if I could make my pilgrimage to just one spot, that's where I would want to go. I really wish I could have been there on the Sabbath when Jesus sat down in the assembly of the faithful and was handed the scroll. I would so love to have heard him read the scriptures and then explain them to us all in his calm, strong voice. Not calling in aid, past generations of eminent teachers. Rabbi so-and-so said this and Rabbi such-and-such said that, but telling it how it really is, on his own authority, speaking in the voice that once echoed out across the formless void and the face of the deep, saying, "Let there be light." And there was light. He spoke and it happened. In the beginning was the Word, and all things came into being through him. I like to think of those first words ever whispered into the vast emptiness of uncreated space as the Big Bang, the creative moment, the unleashing of divine power for universal good. Here in Capernaum, in Kfar Nahum, is the spot where creation began to be recreated, where the dynamic voice of God was heard again. No wonder they were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority. Of course he did. Oh, how I wish I could have been there to hear that voice. And the question inevitably arises for all of us at some point. Does God speak today? And if so, how? How can I hear the voice of God? And how am I to recognize it? How can I be certain that the voice in my head really is God's voice and not just my own imagining, or worse? How can I be sure that what I feel I should be doing with my time, with my money, with my life, is genuinely of God and not just my own wishful thinking? Let me say that my own experience convinces me that God does speak today, and many reliable witnesses will say the same. If you're beginning to find this whole subject slightly unsettling, let me also say that you are not alone. Nor are you alone when it comes to discerning the truth of what God is saying. The Church of England has a well-practiced answer to such questions, and it's threefold: scripture, tradition, and reason. So as well as continuing the essential work of prayer and asking others to pray for you, here are three more avenues to explore. First, read your Bible. What do the scriptures say about the issues you're wrestling with? Second, tradition. What is the teaching of the church? The wisdom accrued over 2,000 years by women and men of faith is not likely to be disregarded. And thirdly, bring reason to bear on it. What do you think? Talk to people you can confide in, whose judgment you trust. What do they say? The passage of time can also be a valuable part of the process. The bigger the decision, the longer it might take. And when you've studied the scriptures, when you and your friends have prayed, when you have thought it through and taken wise advice, if you still think this might be the path God is leading you down, well, there's one thing left to do. Push the door and see if it opens. Of course, it might be that you are one of those, like the boy Samuel in the temple at night, like Zechariah, like Mary, who hear the voice of God directly. Bear in mind that in most cases, even they were at first unsure. God had to call Samuel three times. Mary asked, "How can this be?" Zechariah did not believe and was, for a while, struck dumb. But don't be so unsure as to think that God will never speak to you. God knows you and cares about your life and how you live it. What you do with your time, your money, and the talents he has given you matters to him. When God speaks, you may be amazed. You may ask, like the synagogue at Capernaum, "What is this? A new teaching?" You will need to pray. You will need to read your Bible. You will need to engage your brain and discuss it with friends you can trust. But please, don't dismiss it. God is as alive today as he has ever been, and he has not lost his voice. He made you. He knows you. He loves you. And he wants the best for you, however surprising his plans may at first appear. "Have you come to destroy us, Holy One of God?" No. No, he has come that we might have fullness of life as we listen to his voice and follow him all our days. May it be so. Amen. Open our eyes.
We want to see Jesus, to reach out and touch him, and say that we love him. Open our ears, Lord, and help us to listen. Open our eyes, Lord. We want to see Jesus. Open our eyes, Lord. We want to see Jesus. Reach out and touch him, and say that we love. Open our ears, Lord, and help us to listen. Open our eyes, Lord, we want to see Jesus.
Let us pray. God of our impressionable world, we pray for the leaders of the nations, that they would be wise, just, and compassionate as they exercise their authority. We remember especially those in power in Russia and those protesting at the imprisonment of Alexei Navalny. We remember the governments in the Netherlands, in the United States, and here in the United Kingdom, praying for all leaders as they discern the way forward amid the difficult social and economic challenges of the pandemic. May your truth be known and your love be shared in Jesus' name. We pray for a smooth and just rolling out of vaccine programs, for those who are vulnerable, for those who mistrust the vaccine, for those for whom it has come too late. We pray for the families and the friends of those who have been recently bereaved, for the family and friends of Vernon Hutchings, Jerry Blake, Bob Smith, Marion Davey, and John Burt. And we pray for all ministering to the dying and the bereaved. May your truth be known and your love be shared in Jesus' name. We pray for those who feel overwhelmed by the additional pressures of homeschooling, for those whose relationships are at breaking point. We pray for those who have lost their lives to depression and for their family and friends. We pray too for those whose lives are blighted by anxiety and stress. We pray for the health services and charities trying to support them. May your truth be known and your love be shared in Jesus' name. We pray for your church around the world and in our own community. We pray for creative ways to serve and to share, for courage and integrity as we listen and pray, for urgency and daring as we respond to the needs around us. May your truth be known
and your love be shared in Jesus' name.
And we pray this morning for those who are unwell, who have asked for our prayers. For Pam, Jacques, Trish, Jen, Catherine, Brian, David, Jennifer, Jean, Rosemary, Mavis, Andrew, Vera, Stephen, David, Geraldine, Karis, Steve, Adrian, Sue, Michael, and Mary. And we pray in a moment of silence for all those on our hearts and for all those who have no one to name them in prayer. May your truth be known,
and your love be shared, in Jesus' name. Amen.
As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Christ, the Son of God, perfect in us the image of his glory, and gladden our hearts with the good news of his kingdom. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be upon you and remain with you and those whom you love and pray for, today and always. Amen.
Amen.
Open our ears, Lord, and help us to listen. Open our eyes, Lord. We want to see Jesus. Amen.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning, either on the phone or on Zoom. Just a couple of notices that are there at the bottom of your order of service. We're going to have a service on Tuesday evening at 7:30, either by Zoom or telephone, to celebrate Candlemas. If you can light a candle safely, then that would be great. The order of service should be emailed out tomorrow. Coffee morning and Bible study are on Wednesday in the morning for the coffee morning, and the evening for the Bible study. And there are some notices about Lent, which you can read, and we will explain in further detail a bit nearer the time.
Yeah, we will. Yes, we will.
When we know what's happening, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. The order of service for Candlemas, with any luck, should be out later today, but definitely not later than tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
So we'll see
you at 7:30 on Tuesday. Anyway, okay. God bless. Have a good
week.
You.
Okay.
Lovely to be with you.
Lovely to have you all here. Yeah. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye everyone. Bye.
Thank you very much.
Bye everyone.
Don't get caught in the snowdrift.
Bye.
Or
large puddles, I think.
Morning.
Bye.